The Coast Guard is watching for fuel and debris from a derelict Japanese fishing vessel. It sank off the coast of southeast Alaska on Thursday. Kip Wadlow of the agency's public affairs office says nothing of significance has been found so far. A small sheen was spotted Thursday, but was expected to dissipate quickly. Wadlow says the Petersburg-based cutter Anacapa began firing at approximately 1 p.m. yesterday. The Ryun Maru went down at 6:15 p.m. in about 6,000 feet of water.
When the ship started to sink, the starboard quarter, or the right backside, went in the water first, and then the ship just slowly rolled over and sank.
The 200-foot vessel was washed out to sea by last year's Japanese tsunami. It crossed into the Pacific Ocean without crew or power, then drifted up the coast of British Columbia into Alaska waters. Wadlow says the Coast Guard fired 440 rounds of explosive ordnance at the ship's waterline. The ship was about 180 miles west of Sitka when it sank, and it's not clear how many pollutants it had on board. The Coast Guard does not believe it contained any radiation. An agency C-130 aircraft is flying a grid over the area to check for oil or debris.